Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. And excited about having a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, Chris Towers, on the show. Chris is, and I have been friends for a long time, but it's the first time he's been on the show. He's Executive Vice President at the Arnold Palmer Medical Center Foundation in Orlando, Florida. And Chris and I have been working together for a number of years, as we do what we can to support the efforts there that they're doing in that area to help children especially. And I wanted Chris to join us to talk to us a little bit about what the hospital's got going on and maybe some things that you might be able to do to help too. Chris Stowers, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Thanks for joining me.
Well, appreciate the offer and always appreciate the chance to talk about Arnold Palmer Hospital.
It's like a dream come true for you to be here, isn't it, Chris?
I hear that
in your voice. I get this all the time, Chris.
Yes.
Okay.
Chris, I can check one more thing off my bucket list.
I'm definitely on a lot of bucket lists. Hey Chris, one of the things that I wanted you to do is remind the audience now the hospitals are in Orlando, Florida, and there, how many hospitals are there now? How many different units are there that have Arnold Palmer's name on it?
Well, we have the we have what we call Arnold Palmer Medical Center, and we became a medical center about 4.5 years ago when we opened the second hospital.
Right.
And that was
the Winnie Palmer Hospital.
Exactly.
Right.
And while there's two hospitals, they really operate as one unit in
right.
one facility. They both support each other. They share infrastructure, share a lot of services that go between the two hospitals. But they do have different focuses. And so we have the Arnold Palmer Hospital for Children, which is our dedicated pediatrics hospital.
That's the original hospital.
Pardon me?
That's the original one.
That's the original,
the
exactly.
Facility. Uh-huh.
And when we opened the Winnie Palmer Hospital 4.5 years ago, well, let me back up even. When we originally opened our hospital 21 years ago, we opened as the Arnold Palmer Hospital for Children and Women.
Right.
And so we took care of both pediatrics as well as the neonatal unit, and then the OB services and GYN.
All the research on all the different things they were doing, taking care of the preemies and the neonatal,
yep,
as you called it.
Literally
pioneering the neonatal industry with Dr. Alexander and
You're
others.
You're exactly right.
All right, go ahead.
Our neonatal unit actually outdates the hospital. We had that in our adult facility that's part of our healthcare system even
right.
before that. And our neonatal unit, we celebrated 35 years of the neonatal unit.
Right.
And one of our founding physicians of the hospital, like you mentioned, Dr. Alexander, I think he's been on your show before.
Yep, he has.
This fall, we actually renamed the unit. It is now the Alexander Center for Neonatology.
Wow, that's, boy, he deserves that.
In honor of his 34 years that he's been part of it.
Amazing, amazing force, Dr. Alexander is. So then you built this beautiful building, and it's true, the new one, it's beautiful, the Winnie Palmer Hospital.
We built that directly across the street. While they're physically connected through a bridge that goes across the street, even more than just the physical connection, like I mentioned, they really are connected. It really the heart and soul of them.
Right.
It's one facility in two buildings, and we built that new one, moved our obstetric services and the neonatal unit across the street, which freed up all that space from the original building to expand our pediatrics. And so that's why
you moved over the infant stuff over there. Of course, as you said, the maternity and all that's over there now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful
mm-hmm.
building. The cancer center's over there.
Yep. We're part of a healthcare system that has MD Anderson Cancer Center Orlando.
Right.
Orlando Regional Medical Center is the area's level one trauma center, big adult hospital.
That's been added to that, yeah. And so, and folks,
yep.
So as he said, as Chris said, 20 more than 20 years ago, Mr. Mm-hmm. Palmer agreed to basically adopt these hospitals. I mean, he's, you know, there are a lot of famous name branded hospitals out there, people who have their names on a hospital, and nothing at all to take. I'm not trying to take anything away from anything else. But Chris, I'm glad to tell my audience that I've seen firsthand that Mr. Palmer did not brand your hospital with his name. He adopted you guys.
He really did, and I think adopted is a good word. We joined forces with him back when he agreed to lend us his name. And that's what he did originally, is he lent us his name and agreed to help us raise the money to get the hospital built originally. And if anybody knows Mr. Palmer, if you know Mr. Palmer's story, obviously golf is a game, it's an individual game, and his accomplishments on the course are an individual accomplishment. But if you look at who Arnold Palmer is as a businessman, as an entrepreneur,
as
a small business owner,
yep.
All these things, the only way he has done that is through partnership.
Yep.
And that's, you know, that's the heart and soul of small business as well.
He's the best at it.
Got to get your right partners along. And that's what he has truly been,
well,
and helped us establish even deeper.
And if you're lucky, anybody who's lucky enough to have Arnold Palmer as a partner, is a very fortunate thing to happen to you folks, and so these hospitals have done the same have been fortunate like that, and of course they've delivered too. But my favorite story though, Chris, is with all of the fancy equipment, all of the wonderful life-saving equipment that the hospital is bringing online, when Mr. Palmer was showing someone around, I won't go into the whole story, but when he was showing the hospitals off to this person, this dignitary. And John Bozard was trying to show them all the new fancy equipment that was saving lives, blah, blah, blah. And he was showing them around, and he looked back, and Mr. Palmer was looking at the dignitary, and he said, "And did you notice it doesn't stink? It doesn't smell like a hospital?" Or something like that. Of all the things, the two things that Arnold cared about was that the hospital didn't smell like a hospital, number one.
Yep.
And the other thing
yep.
that struck me that makes my, you know, my organization and my family support you guys was his commitment to you guys, his requirement to you guys that nobody is turned away.
You're exactly right.
And folks,
that's
the reason why I write a check. My wife and I write a check at least one a year to support Arnold Palmer's hospitals, and we encourage other people to do the same thing. Because it's not just in Orlando. As you know, the world comes to Orlando because of Mickey.
Yep.
And
yep.
this hospital serves those people if they need anything while they're there as well. Quick break. Right back with Chris Stowers after these messages. He's with the Arnold Palmer Hospitals.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.